So look at this, the Harold Stone, the traditional site of the high altar, the Battle Abbey, founded to commemorate the victory of Duke William on the 14th of October 1066. The high altar was placed to mark the spot where King Harold died. That's Harold Godwinson, the last Anglo-Saxon king. So here I am at Battle Abbey in Hastings, just a few miles inland, where the Battle of Hastings was fought. So Godwinson, was he killed by an arrow in the eye? Was it a sword? This sort of shows both. Was he wounded and then finished off? Okay, that's why the Bayeux tapestry says Haraldus Rex Interfectus Est. King Harold is killed. But of course, from a Norman perspective, he was never the rightful king. It was William, the Duke of Normandy. He was a perjurer. He'd broken his oath on holy relics to recognise William of Normandy as King of England once Edward the Confessor died. And look at this here. Commemorating this woman who was president of the Souvenir Normand, as in Remember Normandy. So God's help. In the this field historic of Senlac, where fell the brave Harold of Saxony 837 years after the battle, which gave Great Britain its Norman law. The Norman law. The sort of Norman memory came from the banks of the Seine, was proclaimed with joy that peace by the Sisters of Normandy. Okay. And all these people in 1903. Not sure what the flowers are about. There must be some significance to that, those particular species of flowers. I don't know about plants, because it's been a huge hit, this battle commemoration. We're further away from the battle, and lots of children have come along, so it's great that's getting kids into history as well, buying things and roasting marshmallows. And over there, there's the crypt. Crypt is in secret or hidden in ancient Greek, as in the basement of the church, where there are many, many tombs. So Harold Godwinson, his body was identified by Edith Swan Neck, who'd married her in the Danish manner. He'd married his other wife in the Christian manner. She knew marks on his body. Only she recognised them. So was he buried by the sea, or was he buried in Waltham Abbey, which is Essex, you know, northeast London? I'm not sure where he's buried. Possibly took his heart out and buried in a different place. So maybe they can solve that. Ooh, looks like a sort of bomb shelter over there. Do you see that door there and that little mound? All right, thank you so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. They call this field Senlac, as in Song Lac, as in Blood Lake. So Senlac Hill, they called it. So that's where the Anglo-Saxons had taken up position atop the hill. There was a well-known tree centuries old where they gathered. So that's partly why, blocking the road to London. If you want the crown, Harold Godwinson saying, come up here and take it. He's saying, I swear whilst I live and breathe, William the Bastard shall never wear the crown of England. They called him that expletive because, of course, he was unnupturally solemnized. And in those days, that was really stigmatized. So there we go. Or do you think it's some wine cellar or larder or whatever? And look, this must be a more recent folly. Okay. Toodaloo, everyone.